continuing the laws of Seder Vidui, Mechaber tells us, Ein Sarech Lefarek Hachet. Person, when it comes to Vidui, it's not necessary that they exactly explain what they did wrong. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Elo Kishi Omer Stam Chatasi Yosedei Mitzvahs Vidui. In order to fulfill the Mitzvah Vidui, all you have to say is, I made a mistake. Chatasi. I sinned. And that's all you need to do. However, the Mechaber continues and says, Beim Ratzel Lefaret Harishus Biyado, that if you wish to explain, be more specific, the things that you are saying Vidui for, certainly you have permission to do so. However, he explains this a little bit better. He says, if it's done quietly so that no one else in shul can hear you, or the person next to you, then it is better for a person to actually specify the thing that they did wrong. And the Ramah continues and says, Aval kishmispala b'kol ram, in the event that the opposite of the person is davening loudly, O shlech tzibur, kishechozer tefila, ein lefar dachet. In that situation, a person should not specify. And he says, well, what do you mean? We do specify our chatoyim. We have straight through many different things that we say vidui for. Mark she'omrim al-chet, b'seder al-fez, lo mikri parit. That's not considered specifying for yourself. Ho'el va'kol omrim b'shav, since everyone's reciting it anyway, eno ela k'nusa ha'tfila. And the whole idea of a person not acknowledging the or out loud achet, so that other people can hear it, is something which is special or specific to you, but something which everyone else is reciting anyway, that certainly is not an issue. The Mishnah Berurah picks up on the words of the Ramah, and he says that after Ramah Kasav de Bekol Ram in Lefarad Achet, when he says that a person should not specify the chet that they did out loud, mashma di sura nami ika. Not only that a person doesn't have to, but a person really shouldn't. And in fact, the Gemara in Brachos discusses that a person is not supposed to acknowledge out loud or brag, if it's bragging, that the mistakes that they've made in the past. It's something which should be covered and hidden to show that you're shameful for it. It's not something which you need to publicize. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hasamari bechet she'en meforsim l'rab. That which a person should not say it out loud is something which, if not everyone is already aware of it. It's a lack of respect to Hashem that a person is acknowledging out loud all the mistakes that you've made that no one really knows. Something which everyone knows, maybe it's in the papers. In that case, you're allowed to say it out loud because you're not really saying anything everyone already knows anyway. The Mishnah Berurah then says, when it comes to Balacha Shnach Lefarid, when it comes to the quiet Shemon Esrei, when a person is reciting the Vidui thereafter, it's good quietly to, in fact, specify. It says, Vazeh, Ein Chiluk Bein Meforsim, L'Shein Meforsim, it doesn't make a difference if it's well-known or not to everyone. Da'kol Goylif Nei Hamakom, certainly when it comes to Hashem, everything is revealed. And Mishnah Berurah then says the purpose, why does it really matter? If in fact you're Yotzedei Mitzvahs Vidui by just saying Chatasi, so then why do I need to specify? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei, it's in order, she is Bayish Yoser Kishimaskir Chatov. That if you just say Chatasi, that's pretty generic and pretty general, not really getting specific, and therefore who knows exactly what you're thinking in your heart and your mind. And therefore, if you acknowledge by being more specific, that will cause a person to be more shameful and hopefully be more apt to do tshuva for that thing that they did wrong. We're going to see one more halacha, then we'll stop. The Mechaber says, Sarech lizvados m'umar. A person, when it comes to the reciting of Vidui, it is supposed to be done standing. And the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we stand during the reciting of Vidui is the Hachi Havi Derech Hachnot Fei Umisvada Bleiv Shalom. A person is sitting down, reciting Vidui, if they would be doing it that way, relaxing in your lazy boy chair, you're not really having the most sincerity in your heart, and it's not necessarily as heartfelt. However, a person who's standing up, acknowledging their mistakes, bent over a bit, that's a way in which a person will be able to confess Bleiv Shalom with more wholeheartedly. But Tov, the Mishnah Berurah then says it's good that the way that a person should actually recite Vidui is not just standing up, rather Shiyishchet Kamo B'Modim, that a person should be bent over a bit just as one recites Modim, as one bows. Lo Yismoch Al Davar, a person should not lean on anything. Shimyinatel Osa Davar Yipol, that the litmus test to know if you're actually leaning on something too much is if it's removed from you, that you'll just topple over. Interestingly enough, the Prima Gadim says that there is a question whether or not, if you are not standing, whether or not you should recite Vidui again. So certainly we should stand. And he concludes and says, "Vamida sarchlios ad achar al chatoyim shanu chayav malayim arba misos beisdin." That's the point in which a person should be involved in Vidui for. And on this, the Ramak finally concludes and says, "The ikar havidui, the most important part of our confession, who only three words, aval anachnu chatanu, saying that we have sinned, and the fact that a person acknowledges their shortcomings, that's the first step to their possibility of doing tshuva and improving their present as well as their future."